You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Hello and welcome to Ours to Protect. How are we all doing? A wee bit of housekeeping before we start. We have this episode, and then next week the show will be a year old, so we'll have a panel discussion to talk about the past year and how the project went. But before that, let's talk appliances. Declan McElwain of Electrical Appliance Services got stuck right in, and he says there's loads we can be doing at home ourselves to prolong the life of our machines.
So there's lots of tips and stuff you can be doing yourself, you know, to kind of prolong the life of an appliance, you know, like just basic tips, like say the washing machine, you wouldn't be overloading it, just checking the filters and that. It's a good idea as well, supposed to check pockets before you put in the load in the washing machine. It can be a common issue for appliance engineers going out to something blocked in the pump or something blocked in the drum and stuff. So this time of year as well, if people's running off wells and stuff, maybe they're not on the main supply, it can be an issue in the good weather when the water levels go down, that you can get block filters on the back of the washing machine on the inlet. There's filters for the inlet on the water supply, so it can be a common issue for us as well. This time of year going out to machines not filling right and stuff, it can be just a block. It's something people can do themselves, you know. A tumble dryer would be something similar. It can be, a lot of the time it can be an issue with filters blocked up and stuff, fluff around the tumble dryer. So if it's a vented tumble dryer, it's a good idea to unblock the filters and stuff, the hose going out. If it's a condenser dryer, it's got the filter box in the bottom, it's a good idea to take it out and clean it out every so often. You know, your dryer's more efficient, it's not taking longer to dry and stuff. So just some tips like that there, you know. It's a good idea for the dryer as well. You know, it makes it more efficient and stuff. So the dishwasher and stuff would be the same as well. Just checking the filters and stuff on the bottom, for they've all got mesh filters and that. So you'd be taking out the filter and cleaning it out and stuff. Run it on a maintenance wash as well there once a month. It's a good idea.
Now, this may very well be the 26-year-old in me who still lives at home, but a monthly maintenance wash was not something that I was aware of.
A lot of the newer appliances there, they're like quick washes, 30-minute wash, mm-hmm. and maybe 30, 40 degree. So you can get a build-up then, so you can around the bottom of the washing machine. So you put it on to like a wash, you know, a regular maintenance wash once a month. That's what the manufacturers recommend. Mm-hmm. So it just removes all the debris and stuff out of the washing machine. People are that busy now. The machines are all sort of geared up to like 30-minute washes and stuff. So if you're just doing 30-minute washes and stuff all the time, low temperature, you get a build-up then and stuff around the bottom of the machine, like your dishwasher or your washing machine and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a great idea to make the machine more efficient and stuff. And a common issue we get as well there, you know, a lot would be you know, a smelly washing machine and stuff, and that's the same thing. Like you get a build-up, so you would, and around the bottom of the washing machine and stuff, because just people are just using the quick washes all the time and stuff. So it's definitely a good thing, so it is to do a monthly maintenance wash.
The great thing about newer machines is that they're designed to be repaired. I asked Declan, was there cases he came across where broke items were tossed? They didn't really need to be.
I suppose for a long time there, you know, people maybe if something broke down, they were replacing it rather than repairing it. It was kind of a, you know, a throwaway culture there for a long time, where people, if something broke down. But now, you know, thankfully a lot of people are turning to get stuff repaired. So it's definitely a good thing going forward now with the whole circular economy. Appliances there now, you know, are becoming more repairable and stuff. The manufacturers have to make them more repairable, and that's so spares are available, and there's more repairable things on them, you know, like instead of sealed units. And then if something went wrong, the component was very expensive to change, with the whole repairability thing scheme and that. So and the right to repair. So it's definitely a good thing going forward, where stuff's going to be going back to like years ago. If something broke down, they were repairing it rather than just replacing it and stuff. So it's definitely a good thing going forward.
So the right to repair that Declan mentioned was passed in November last year as part of an effort to stop manufacturers from making items that will break or wear out easily. Research for the European Commission found that the public loses almost 12 billion euro a year in replacing goods that could have just been fixed. I asked Declan, is there any more last minute tips that we can do at home?
On the oven, to make sure the heat net's not escaping, it'll be taking longer to heat up and it's sore on energy and stuff. So it can be a common issue with the door seal, can get perished in that after a while. Same with your fridge as well. You'd be looking at the door seal in your fridge every so often as well, just to make sure that it's not damaged or anything, like so the cold air is not escaping out It's a good idea as well, just to with the fridge and that, just to defrost them and stuff every so often, just to get any excess frost or that off them. So maybe every 6 months, it's no harm to manually defrost them and stuff.
And that's a wrap. We do have our final survey. The link's online and we'll be sharing it on our social media as well. There's €250 up for grabs, so honestly, why not? Fill it out. It's a few wee questions. It'll take you 2 seconds. That's all for now. I'll be back with 3 live guests next week to mark a year since the start of Ours to Protect. That's all for this week. Till next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.